to wake up in Cape Town.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
My house is a constant field of clutter, right? Which means there's a very good probability that things of value get tossed and thrown out. Right, because there's just it becomes too much, and you like, and you dump things, and you're like, no, enough. You go through this phase. I want to clean, and you just radically clean. Yeah. Boom, and then you go, hey, where's that piece of paper with the documentation for my driver's license, the thing with the, and you're like, oh, that thing. No. That
it's gone.
That be gone. And you're like, what? And that documentation sometimes can be okay, but when it's like a passport,
yeah,
or it's like a license, or it's something of huge value, a marriage certificate, or something that's just, or
some people will be
birth
happy.
Certificate.
Some people will be happy that the marriage certificate is gone.
Karen took diamond earrings. They were a huge gift. I saved for many, many, many decades to buy her them. And she wanted it. She'd never need to carry them in. And when we were staying over at a place, she put them in tissues and put them into her, like, vanity kit.
Yeah.
And then somewhere on the weekend, she saw the tissue and said, oh, what's this doing?
Yeah.
And
chucked
it in the bin.
Hi, Mum. Sure.
And when we got home, she was like, my earrings are in the... And then she said, you won't believe it. I remember throwing them away. So now what do you do? You phone the hotel, right? And you ask them, you can't go. Sorry.
Looking
we've
in.
Got a little pink tissue that was thrown into the bin of room so-and-so and so on. Come on.
Not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. No. But I did it anyway. I phoned and I said, shame. They actually, and I said, you don't have to go. I'll come back to the hotel.
Yes.
I'll come and rummage through the bags for those diamonds. Dude, straight, I'm coming back. I went, it was terrible.
And did you find it?
No. But people throw away terrible things.
Yes, it was getting so bad, and I wasn't feeling too well today. So I had a set of dentures that I had to go to.
Right.
And I had it for quite a while. And then I removed the dentures, added a chip socket, and then put it in the chip socket just to keep it there because I didn't feel like getting up.
Right.
And then afterwards, I threw out the chip socket in the bin. Without realizing that the dentures were in there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, and I only realized after a while because then I was looking for the dentures and... I threw it away. Luckily, it was COVID, so we were wearing masks. I could come up.
No, we just had a bit of a braai one evening some years ago. And one of the girls had very expensive eye lenses.
Contact lenses.
Ooh. Contact lenses. She put them in a glass on the microwave.
Oh, no.
Next morning, someone was thirsty and they drank the water with the eye lenses. So we sat with a blind friend for a few days. I thought we could get new lenses for it.
Oh.
So it was quite expensive exercise.
Oh, and someone drank that. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was very funny.
I was really worried you were going to tell me that we had to go through a process of trying to retrieve them.
Yes.
And
no,
I'm
we thought of that, but it didn't happen.
Oh, gee, but you think about a contact lens, it's like a little, and when it's wet, it's a small little piece of plastic. Mm. It's a little piece of plastic. Gone.
Definitely.
You're all that hectic.
A friend of mine gave me a nomination bracelet for my 30th birthday.
Beautiful.
And every single year since then, she's been buying me links that represent who I am or our friendship, etc. And 2 years ago, she gave me two links that she bought. And those things are expensive, ne? This is good group, ne? And while I was packing, because I moved, I still stayed in Valgelegen 2 years ago. And
I remember I used to run past your house.
You did, indeed, yeah. And then... during the packing process, I think I must have thrown it out, or she doesn't know and she doesn't listen, right? So it's good. She stays in Gordon's Bay. And
a beautiful place.
It is beautiful. So I think I threw it out and I looked for it because she asked about it when we had a lucky kayer, and I was like, oh no, it's probably in one of the boxes. And I started looking for it and I still can't find it.
Oh no.
I still can't find those two links. And she always looks at the bracelet because I always wear it. I never take it off. And she always looks at me and I know she's thinking,
wondering,
where
did I
give
her?
Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.